We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Simin Kuf Samach Beis Sif Vav. She tovelas, when a woman goes to the mikvah, tzricha lamed etz le'isha yudis. A Jewish woman should be standing there, gedayla, who's an adult, yos mishtei esrushan v'yamecha, over 12 years old. She tira, should make sure shleisha misar roisha, that no hair tzof al pnei mayim should be floating on the water. Also, she has to check that her nails would cut properly, that she's standing the way one is supposed to stand at during the tefillah, as we learned and will be learning. And after she completes her tefillah, this woman should tell her, yes, you did it properly. V'mein lo isha, if there's no such woman available, v'chayla gambala, lamed etzel lirashatit v'yafa, her husband could carry out this job. Siv zayim mataras litva b'leil Shabbos, one may go to the mikvah Friday night. Em ata giz man tfilosa. If now is the time she has to go to the mikvah, shlo yuchla luk bo mekaydim, in a situation where she couldn't have gone to the mikvah beforehand, and bala b'ir, her husband is home, so they will be able to have relations that evening. Avol em b'ayim bala b'ir, if her husband's not home, oishish hoisi yuchla litul kaydim, or she could have gone to mikvah at an earlier time, and she didn't, a sur litva b'leil Shabbos, one should not go to the mikvah on leil Shabbos. In such circumstances, because one is going to the mikvah on Shabbos has the concern that it looks like masakin, like you're fixing. But the minig is that even under these circumstances, where she could have gone to the mikvah earlier, but she didn't, we allow going to the mikvah Friday night. V'mach leida, if this is the first time she is going to the mikvah the first time after having a baby. There are different opinions if she could go to the mikvah that first time after childbirth Friday night. If a woman delayed her hefsek tara and it comes out that she should go to the mikvah Friday night, she may go. But a woman who should have gone to the mikvah earlier, but she didn't go to the mikvah because her husband wasn't home, and now he arrived on Friday. Some say she shouldn't go to the mikvah then Friday night. But if there's no firm minig, ain't lachmer, we call out to go to the mikvah Friday night. If she can't go to the mikveh Friday night, when gam matzah Shabbos like tefillah, she shouldn't go to the mikveh if it's not lechatchila matzah Shabbos. Because as we learned, the chafif is going to be done on Friday, and the mikveh is on matzah Shabbos, which is not lechatchila to have such a distance between the chafif and the tefillah. Amanish and asas, aman who gets married, asur litvul tefillah rishon b'loy Shabbos, should not go to the mikveh for the first time Friday night. They can't have their first act on Friday night, Shabbos, but if they're going to have the first time Matzah Shabbos, and the Chfifa will be Erev Shabbos, Meishma Kilin Shalat Titbol, the Lari Amona, who's getting remarried to go to the mikvah in that way, Chfifa on Friday, Tefillah Matzah Shabbos. Lachash Tavla Karoyim, after she properly immersed herself, Sevches, but oydoy medes toichamayim, as she's still standing in the water to varech, she should make the bracha shekrishonim and tzoyis v'tzivonu ala tefila. Yesh lachem, it's appropriate that before she makes the bracha, she kaidem bracha tekasas atzma lamata, she should try to cover herself on the bottom half of her body, beizim et pachas, with some sort of a piece of material, or at least techabig zreiseha agufa, she should fold her hands around her waist, lahafsik, to separate the upper part from the body and from the lower part of the body, trying not to have the hands actually touching the body. She shouldn't look into the water when she's making the bracha. If she's going to the mikvah in a place where the floor is made out of earth and she could just kick up the earth, it would be good to do so if she's going to such a mikvah before she makes the bracha. Yesh noyag shlacha bracha tavelas oy pamachas. There's some that have the minhag that after she makes the bracha, she immerses herself another time. Minhag nachahu, it's appropriate. Rak tashgiach shetam shegam tefila shniyah teikaygin. She should make sure that the second time is also a properly done tefila, properly done immersion. Sif teslacha shetava mikvah karoy. After she went to the mikvah properly. She could go into the bathhouse to warm herself up. Even if it's a bathhouse, a hot bathhouse that has steam. To go take a bath after going to the mikvah. But that minig is only as long as she's in the bathhouse, in the mikvah. If she comes home and she wants to take a bath or a shower, she may do so. And to pour on her warm water to warm her up, yesh lahakol. In a place that they don't allow any washing after going to the mikveh, in lahakol, again, as we said, that's only in the mikveh, not at home. Sif yud, yesh lishli yitznu b'tfilosof. A woman should act in a modest fashion, lahastas tefilasa, not to publicize when she's going to the mikvah. V'loy telik b'fnei brius, shlo yigush b'bnei adam. She shouldn't go in front of people. People shouldn't realize she's going to the mikvah. U'misha eina osekein. Somebody doesn't behave this way. Nemra la orashoichem behema. Od yesh le lazar. One should be most careful. Shetetzim natfila when she leaves the mikvah. Shetigaba chavert v'tigaba. That she should come in contact with another Jewish woman who should touch her. That the first thing she comes in contact with after leaving the mikveh should not be something which is tamei. Dog, donkey, pig, a sus, a mitzayra, a horse or a mitzayra, kiyotzben, I am oritz, I have a kechavim. And if they are the first things she encounters upon leaving the mikveh, Im Yerushimayim, if she's a real Yerushimayim, tachs v'titbos, she should go to the mikveh again. Misha poga b'ishi yotzas min tefila. If somebody meets a woman as she's leaving the mikveh, ikla mecha shalom takana. It's something to be concerned about, and therefore v'takanahi, and what the way to avoid, what to do under those circumstances, is she yom shnei psukim to say the following two psukim? Shayfach buz al nedivim v'yisam b'soil le'dorach. And the other pasuk is shayfach buz al nedivim maziach afikim ripa. And that's why the minig is that somebody, as a woman goes out from the mikveh, they always try that she should meet the woman who works on the mikveh, and that should be the first person who should give her a bracha as she leaves the mikveh. And when she comes home, she should notify her husband that she's coming home from the mikveh. Sefer Aleph, l'chamim is a mikveh, to warm up a mikveh. Yesh, oysrim yesh matirim, some say it shouldn't be done, some say it's okay. The reason that those say that it shouldn't be done is people will, if they'll warm it up, people may come to confuse it with a regular bathtub. The minig is in many places, lahater. Most poskim hold that one is allowed to use a mikveh with hot water, warm water, particularly where it's difficult for a person to go to a cold mikveh. And if we're going to require that, there's really a concern that people who are supposed to go to the mikveh may not go to the mikveh. And therefore, it's appropriate to have a nice, warm mikveh to make sure that the woman immerses herself properly. I'm makom she'ein minhag, ein lahakol. Makom she'nag lahakol, a place where the minhag is to go to a warm mikveh. Tzrichin lashviach shebeleil Shabbos. They have to be careful if they go to the mikveh on Friday night. Sheketovlin lo yeh mayim cham mamish, to try to make sure that the water isn't very hot. Ela poishim, more like luke water. Again, the halacha is, the Paiskim say, if there's any concern that by using water that's not hot, just lukewarm, the tefillah will not be done properly. People will do it too quickly, won't properly do the mikveh, or because of various concerns, they should use a hot mikveh even on Shabbos.